Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up from the NRIA.net studios in New York. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. On this Monday, did you know about a third of American adults have tattoos in the age group 18 to 29? So I say, wait till you're 60 years old and see how that tat is working out. In fact, I recently bought stock in a tattoo removal company. True. I am not a tattoo guy. I figure if God wanted a flashy design on my butt, he would have put one there. I don't want to die and have to explain to the deity why his design for my body was not good enough. And some guy named Lenny had to make my body better with ink and a drill. But we live in a free country, and tattoos are an expression of that. People love them. People say, I want to express my individuality, so I'm going to put a dolphin on my back. Okay, personal choice, but not for me. And I think many Americans are going to regret that ink on their body, and it's kind of painful to take it off. Now this.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.